Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Rand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download the stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we
beat,
we fight our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's curious for life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so me, sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez, episode 580. Man, we're almost at that 600 mark. Tonight we got a hell of a show. If you like Memphis rap, then you know nobody has a bigger Memphis rap hip-hop archive than the Murder Master Music Show. Somehow, we haven't been able to interview Reginald Boylan of OTS Records and Films yet. Well, that's going to happen here in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? We've been meaning to do this interview, you know what I'm saying, over the years, but you can't get to everybody. There's so many people, you know what I'm saying? There's still 1,000 other motherfuckers we still need to interview. So I'm just grateful that we have the opportunity to do so tonight because this is an amazing story. You know, a lot of people, you know, they bit off of Memphis over the years, you know what I'm saying? And this story here, it goes back to the, you know, earliest days. I mean, way back. You know what I'm saying? We've had Gangster Pat on the show many times. Shout out to Gangster Pat. He's the true pioneer of that hard street shit out of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that put that city on the map as far as getting some national exposure. And, you know, I'm always happy to be able to do historical type shows like this. It's going to be good, man. Plus, we want to find out what Reggie's doing today as well. Got the homie Exit Only, you know what I'm saying, on the line, UGS for life. Let me bring him on. How you doing, Exit?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. How we doing there, Brother Prez?
Yeah, I'm doing real good, you know what I'm saying. Just real excited about this interview. You being from Jackson, Mississippi, you're right next door pretty much, so you know the history of Memphis. And you know what OTS Records means to Memphis. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great interview. A great one.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We're gonna try to get Reggie on the line here in a second. You know what I'm saying? Next Tuesday, everybody tune in. Same place, same time. We're going to be interviewing Mr. G out of Sacramento off of Emo's Paystyle Records. You know what I'm saying? He's got a project out right now, EP. You know what I'm saying? He got the video called The Chop Box that's available on YouTube right now. Make sure to check that out. So, we're steadily fucking with, you know, different spots. Sacramento's one of them. I think we got Reginald Boylan on the line right now. Let me bring him on. Let me make sure this is him. This you, Reggie?
Yeah, this Reg, man.
Reg, hey,
yeah, that's me.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Everything's good, man. How's it going?
It's going real good, and you know, this is, I was just telling the listeners, this is a huge show because you know, Memphis is one of those cities where everybody has taken a piece here and there. You know, so many people were influenced by Memphis, you know what I'm saying? And this goes back to the roots. Let's start at the beginning, Reg. When did, you know what I'm saying, OTS Records start, and were you the original CEO of OTS Records?
Yeah, I was CEO, but it really started with a friend of mine. That was Anthony Kaya. That was Fat Tony, man. He had GTG. And he was just my little man. He was cool, man. And that's how I met Pat, got on the Pat stuff. He had got killed in Memphis, man. And I just picked things up with Pat at the funeral. And we talked. And most of Gangsta Pat album was finished, man. But we got together and did about 4 or 5 songs, you know. And we shopped it around with Joy Boy, and then it went to Atlantic. But Pat was the first one, man. But it really started with GTG, and then went from there, and I established OTS Records, which is on the strength. Yeah.
So Gangsta Pat, you know, that was the first thing that came out. Now, Fat Tony, you talking about the guy that was Pat was in the car with when he was killed, right?
Yeah, Tone, man. That was my man. Good dude, man. Talented cat, too. He actually was rapping, too, man. But, you know, he had the vision. Actually, he was talking with Easy. He knew Easy and all of them, and I ended up talking to Easy later after Tone had gotten killed, man. He called the studio, sending his condolences. We ended up going to California, too, to talk with Ease and them, try to shop Pat around with Ease and Priority Records, man. But we had went out there, me, Pat, and Pretty Tony, and Mike, one of my little promotion guys.
So in the beginning, were you guys trying to, like, do some type of, like, a joint venture deal with Ruthless?
Yeah, that's what we was going to do, man. Like, you know, we was independent, you know, we pretty much was take them tapes, and we did two single, which is what was that? Shooting on Knox and I'm the Gangster. We did that cassette tape that sold pretty good, and the streets started picking up. Pat started getting a lot of buzz out there, and we went to Joy Boy. Well, first we went to Ruthless, try to get a deal with Ruthless, man. Well, you know, and they had us running all over L.A., man. You know, we had them pages and shit, so some little games and shit. So we really just said the hell with it and went up to Priority Records. And we went up there. They was moving that shit, man. The office just had a lot of shit all over it. I don't know if that's when that shit went down with Cube or what. I don't know. I just know it was stuff everywhere. We really didn't get a chance to meet the guy that we were supposed to meet that day, you know. As far as the guy that was over Priority, you know, he wasn't around.
So you was going to get Ruthless. That didn't work out. You went to Priority. But then you flipped it.
We were out in L.A. anyway, so we went up to Priority, you know, because I told Easy I wanted to talk to the guy, you know. And we went up there, man, went in the office, you know, went on the floor. They was moving. There was boxes everywhere. And, you know, the office was just, looked like it was just shit everywhere, man. Now, I don't know if that's when that incident happened with Ice Cube or what. I don't know, man. But I know at that time he was looking around for other talents, man.
So you guys went from there to Joy Boy. Now, for people that are listening,
went to Joy Boy. Boy had
the
car. Mike,
remember they put out the
I called Joy Boy, talked to Ruck. Huh?
I said typically Joy Boy put out bass records, right?
Yeah, they had MC Shadi, they had Success in Effect, and a few other groups. And we just took Gangsta Pat down, and we knew Rod Kennedy, man. He's a cat from out of Memphis, and then we linked in with Joy Boy and Alan Johnson, you know, did a deal with him. And I hate we did that deal, because we probably could have got a lot of more stuff accomplished, because it kind of put a little rift between me and Pat, you know, at that time. Because, you know, I was learning the business as a young exec and Pat as an artist, you know. So we, you know, I had to learn about a lot of contract stuff and publishing and, you know, recording agreements, management agreements, you know. So it's just a lot of things going on. You know, the music was good. We knew what we was doing. We was getting good response and everything, man. Tremendous response. But, you know, at that time, as me being a young exec, like I said, I still was paying for a lot of my mistakes. You know, learning.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
it's definitely
a learning process. You know what I'm saying?
Especially, man.
Like kids, you know, Pat was a kid. But you guys eventually got.
Yeah, he was young, man. Yeah, Pat a prodigy, man. He was young. You know, Pat helped a lot of them cats. They don't really want to acknowledge him like that, but Pat.
And it's a shame, too, because Pat.
One of the baddest boys I've ever seen, man. Really.
I don't understand why, you know what I'm saying, you don't. In country and rock and all these other forms of music, it's accepted to honor those before you and pay respect and homage to them. But it seems like in hip hop, that don't apply anymore. It's
They don't even acknowledge OTS as much, man. For real, man. You can look at that shit with 8-Ball and them, you know. We'll talk about that in a minute, real talk.
Yeah.
You
guys went to Joey Boy. You put out the number one suspect with them. And then from there, you guys signed to Atlantic and then put it out again, right?
Yeah, it went from Joy Boy, and Joy Boy went through Selecto for distribution, then it went to Atlantic. Pat did a pretty good number. And I think they got like $75,000, and then they put a rip between me and Pat. I actually didn't get no money on that deal because at that time I only had Pat under management agreement, you know, because at that time I didn't really understand the full contract for us and the recording agreement, the difference between that, you know, at that time. Because I was learning, man. It was trial and error for me, you know. And things just got to taking off, man. His albums, you know, he got a good response on that album, you know.
It influenced a lot of people.
And it kind of brought a little rift between us because he didn't understand the business and I was learning a lot of it and people was in his ear. And, you know, in Memphis, man, you got a lot of jealousy down there, man, for real, man. Yeah, I got some real haters.
What about
man.
Today,
you know,
though?
A lot
you,
of people
you and
that,
Pat, obviously, you guys are cool today, are you not?
Yeah, man, Pat's straight, man. Pat's cool, man. I love him like a little brother, man. You know, he get his little riff sometimes, but that's my man. I ain't got nothing but love for him, man, you know.
Yeah, he's super talented. I mean, he's a musician. You know what I'm saying? He's straight up musician.
His dad is a drummer, man. Played with Stax and everybody. Blues Brothers on Willie Hall. Actually, I talked to his father when I was actually getting Pat contract together and stuff. We talked a few times on the phone. Pat taught 8-Ball how to program the drum machine and all that stuff, man. Did the first record on him, man. But, like I said, it's a different story with 8-Ball and JG.
Did Pat bring 8-Ball and them up there to the studio? Or
he brought them up one time, but this cat actually brought me 8-Ball name. Roy Jackson brought him down there. But Pat had met him prior to that. I guess they've been talking, but this guy brought 8-Ball up there. And Pat had Ball up there working with him in the studio, showing him how to program. You know, Ball was happy, man, you know, because we signed Ball first. And his name was Primrose. He wasn't even 8-Ball. We named him down there. His name was Primrose. They was with a group called DOA, Dead on Arrival, you know. And we did this song called Lyrics of a Pimp. Listen to the lyrics. And MJG got on it. That's when I said, shit, this cat is bad. And I put them together as a group, man. Came up with the name together and all that, man.
So if you leave it up to them, man,
they act like OTS don't even exist, man. Real talk, man. I don't know what them cats on, but that's them.
This was 91, right? 91.
Record Talk took off. It was a big gangster rap, right? Huh?
What's crazy is, you know what I'm saying, you said they act like you don't exist. But I remember hearing them mention you. I believe it was Coming Up. What was it? Yeah, Coming Up. 8-Ball, I think 8-Ball had a verse. He was talking about OTS Records. So that was you then.
Yeah, but I mean, if they do, it was in a negative way, man. And at that time, we really weren't making no money getting them out there, man. We got them going. It took money to pay radio jocks and got to pay rent, studio time, and all that. You know, they and Draper, when he came, shit, they was hot, man. at the hottest record in the city recently. In certain little areas down there, they was pretty hot. You know, we got him going, and he knew that they was a go. And he gave him some money, and they ran, you know. And even in Wikipedians, these cats took OTS out. The only two labels they got, man, is fucking Bad Boy and Suave House. I said, how the fuck did that happen? Like, we never existed, man. Real talk. It's fucked up. And then Puff didn't even put him on the Bad Boy tour. None of that. But you can't honor nobody that gave you your first break and gave you an opportunity. And the good thing about it, though, everybody was down there. Al Capone, you name them, man. Tila, you know what I'm saying? Tila was with another group called The Level. We had Radical, some of everybody, man, in there. They wasn't really signed direct. They was recording there. Juicy J was a DJ. DJ Paul used to come back down there. I was about to sign him and Lloyd, though, you know. But they was young. They was still developing, though, and I think Juicy hooked up with them. Huh?
Were you going to sign them as the serial killers, Paul and Lloyd Infamous?
Well, I don't know. They know what their name, but they was at the studio and I was talking to them because I knew Phil and I know Paul family. I know they family, man, because they didn't stay too far from where my parents lived. They was kids then, though. And Paul used to call the studio a lot. He was a big fan, man, you know. Actually, they sample a lot of 8-Ball and them first records. Pimps in the House and Lyrics Over Pimps. So that's why I was saying, how in the hell artists is going to get out there and forget where the fuck their first record come from? Who does that shit, man? But it ain't nothing. It's just some little, you know, hate shit, man, pretty much to me. Real talk. But it ain't nothing. It is what it is, though, you know?
It's a wonder, you know what I'm saying? You know, so many people out there leave bits and pieces out of history, and you can't do that, man.
Man, you can't erase it, man. That's what I was telling you. Each time dude try to erase it, somebody going to put it in their face, man. I see on a little interview, he was talking to Sway, man. Sway went to the first song, listened to it, and said, we was on y'all when y'all did that, listen to the lyrics. They ball cut them out. We got the Classic Pimpin' coming up. Devin Steele said, man, we going to OTS. Some of the records they got, they forgotten. You know what I mean? How the hell you going to forget that? That's just some hate in your shit, man. And then y'all doing the movie and was filming it here in Georgia where I'm resigning and didn't even offer me to come to the set or nothing. So how you going to create my character, somebody in there? Because if it ain't right, then it's going to be defamation, man. And then they got to clear that shit anyway before they even do that with me. If they use anything of OTS or not, they would just wipe us out, erase us like you did anyway. You know,
I didn't even know they had a movie coming out, or they were working on a movie. I thought
they was working on one, but they did tapes and the original tapes we had, but it hadn't cleared nothing with me, man. You know, which I didn't mind. I really was for seeing them do it. I was for anything as far as them being achieving and trying to go full. When I started seeing all that little shit in them interviews and trying to just cut me off and acting like Puff and them did a lot and Draper and all them, them ones, the shit. You know, Puff don't even deal with them, man. I know Puff. I met him. I'm just saying, he put an album out, but he didn't put him on no Bad Boy tour. You know, Drake will put work in. I mean, but he got him from me, and then we had to go through legal stuff, too, on that, man. I sued Suave. I just didn't let him just run off. I could have sued 8-Ball on them, but I didn't. Because they didn't have no money at that time, man. I went at Suave. The dude tried to offer me, like, 50 racks, 50,000, man. But I didn't want to go on with that. That man just signed for, like, 15 million with Universal or whatever for them boys. Because when he got them, they was hot, man. Only thing about it,
They was blowing up in Memphis when Suave got him. How did they get to Suave? Did Tony come to Memphis?
He came to the studio, man. He had a group called Smooth Rhyme Criminals, a little tape he brought down. It was a lot of, like, compilation with Jaguar on the cover. And 8-Ball, and it was hot. Them little tapes were selling out the stores. See, that's what they thought. I was schooling them on some little single stuff. But actually, it take money to press it. It take money to pay DJs. You know how the gang go. And they didn't understand that, man. But they wanted to go and run the Suave House and talk about me on records and talk about snorting up raw. Just a bunch of bullshit, man. And no, I ain't never did nothing like that. And when I got them, they wanted to know none of that pimp shit. I put them on that shit. Space Age Pimping, that was my shit. You go to Gangsta Pat album and play Project Pimp. You hear me say it at the beginning. But it wasn't nothing, though. I didn't try to tell them, give me no recognition, but it is what it is. Tell the truth. Everything we got on their first album, Lyrics of a Pimp, ain't nothing but talking about their pimping. So they got to know where it was rooted at, you know? When we put that music,
I mean,
gave them that style. They went from there. They just ran with it, huh?
You guys were, like, set up at the time to be the Ruthless or the Rap-A-Lot of Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, before Pena, if I had got to do that part of the records, we probably been good. I had Tila and everything. He was in a group called The Level, man. Al Capone was in Men of the Album, Psycho, Blast Capitals, a bunch of them down through there. They was Demo in there, Skinny Pimp, Cutty, any and everybody was working through there, man.
Slice T with you too, right?
But Slice was with Pat, MC Rod. That was the first ones. But Slice them used to be with Big Tony, see? And Slice was just developing as a DJ and a producer. So it's a lot of history, man.
So Tony comes down there. He comes down there with a group. He comes down there with a group trying to get your attention for the group, and then pretty much he ends up leaving with some of your guys. You know what I'm saying?
He knew about A-Ball, and when he came to the town, he just came in and gave me a tape.
Oh,
pretty much just
knew.
Scoping out the head, the setup, that you know, and just small talk. But he did call me and asked me could he buy him out the contract, but he wanted me to meet him in some neighborhood, and I said, over in Bethel Grove over there, some shit. I said, just meet me at the office. So, dude, I waited. You know, I went back to the office and waited. He never showed up. So, see, a week later, I heard they was in Texas. And that was that on that. But I heard he gave him some money, about 40,000 or whatever. And, you know, kids like that, they'll take money, man. See, a lot of these artists ain't loyal, man, for real. So I say to anybody that's doing what I'm doing as a young exec, make sure you got your paperwork right. Make sure you own the masters. And make sure you cover your ass. For real.
Yeah, it's almost like there's no rules in hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's like
ain't no rules,
man.
The only thing that kept me cool, man, I owned them masters on them jokers. And they sold. It sold well, man. They ran off.
Genres. Like, we had Bushwick Bill on the show, and he was even talking about other music genres. They even have benefits to take care of the recording artists and stuff like that, and health care and shit like that. But
yeah,
Hip-hop ain't got none of that. You know what I'm saying? There's none of that.
Mm.
There needs to be something to regulate, you know, how things are done. That way you don't have situations like this. You know what I'm saying? In the future.
But the thing is, you just have to handle your paperwork. Make sure you got your publishing. Make sure you got the copyrights. Make sure you keep all your receipts and make sure you got everything that you need. So if they do break bad on you, you cover it as a label, as a exec, you know. Because a lot of them just people ain't loyal, man. Really, man. For real. These cats will get that money. They be in the stage. Somebody help them out. They get out there, get the big head, let that ego go and act like you never did anything for them. And it's a lot of people that help people that they made it, man. A lot of them just don't keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And one thing I can say about Juice and Paul and them, even though, you know, we're in a little situation legally, but we working it out, though. They did keep it real with me on a lot of shit, man. Shit, we did records, movies, Choices, played Lonzo Green in there. And, you know, they pretty much kept the dream alive. We did stuff in Cali, went on the road, you know, and they sampled A-Ball and them MJG, them first music, man. The music, they don't even honor it. A lot of people, even Wiz Khalifa, got it in some of his shit, man. So I'm just saying, so how can you not honor the shit that made you? That's what I'm, you know what I mean? You know, that's some fucked up shit, man. But I ain't mad about it, because, you know, shit, I get paid off. It ain't no thing, man. It is what it is.
Hey, as long as you get paid, man. I'll tell you what, Reg, let's go to a break. I want to play a song, and then we're going to come back. This is you know, I'm the Gangster by Gangster Pat, man. Why don't you tell us about
cool.
This classic real quick?
Well, I know when Pat and them did that, they had that joint. I think that was the first one that Tony let me hear. And he had another joint, Shooting on Knox, and a few other joints. But this was the first one that really caught my attention. And I knew it was something real special about Pat. Pat had that feel, man. Pat pretty much was ahead of his time, for real, man. And you know what I'm saying? He ain't done yet, man. That man gonna get his break, though. That man is not done, you know, because he's a producer as well, though, you know? But he's not done.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
Straight musician. Straight musician.
He's gonna hit him sooner or later. Okay.
We'll be right back with Reg. Don't go nowhere. Murder Master Music Show.
All
right.
All right.
Let the bass come in, then I'ma start coming hard enough to bust the money to cover one of us. Party shanks the artists, in effect, not a prankster. I wanna send special thanks to the CEO to the NY for helping me to begin my career. Eliminating suckers they call brothers to the industry. I gotta express what is best for the listener. Not ego tripping, but I'm dissing the punk with a whack sound that is infecting the business. So we are witness the physical business. As I release the bass and increase the pace of the tempo, and then watch a pimp go off like a maniac. When I bust the center stage and I will go in a rage and go like a renegade. Paid for making a kill and a two, but when I'm through, suckers will be stuck on the speakers like super glue. I'm the gangster. So blaze up the bass, make it deadly as an elephant. And drop it as hard as you can on the ones, and let the hi-hat ride and make the snare drum as loud as a gun when I'm blasting. Cause I never last in dope. It got broke down when I kicked the last in lines of a gangsta rhyme that was busting with a ghetto concept. I blast like a one-step Polaroid when I'm in time, such a never boy. Cause I get the crowd hype. Pat is the loud pipe. When I'm on stage, I'm a different person. But I'm proud when I rehearse and I burn sense. Her father's be sick of with it. And when it's time for the rhyme to come in, I'm gonna spit it. Yeah, I'll get dumb and let the bass line hum song. And I'll make your ears numb when you hear the bass drum. I'm the gangster.
Saying, man, Gangsta Pat, and still to this day, you know what I'm saying, like you said, Reg, before the break, I mean, the man could definitely make it, you know, he's got the skills and definitely.
Oh, man, Pat ain't through, man. Pat be back, man. That dude was bad, man. He's a prodigy, man, really, man. You know, they just don't want to give him that, but, you know, Pat Bad, you know, I give it up to him, man, you know, because he knows what he's doing. It's just where he's at, probably. You know, it's hard when you're working in Memphis, man. Something about that city, man. It's hard, man.
And
they ain't going to really give you no love like that. You know, the people will, but I'm just saying the people as far as in positions and politics and, you know, they real funny style, man, you know.
I really remember a few years ago.
No, I got more love when I came to the ATL, man.
I remember a few years ago I saw Paul. He came out with that Person of Interest album, and the cover looked like the Number One Suspect. So it kind of looked like he, if I gathered, he was paying homage to Pat with that cover.
But, Paul was. Let me tell you about Paul, man. Paul them gave me my first gold album, him and Juicy, man. I cherish that shit because we had a joint on that called Hit 'Em Off. They used the I Bet You Won't Hit 'Em. They used that 8-Ball and MJG Pimps in the House beat. You know, we had a joint called Pimps in the House on 8-Ball and them little single with the lyrics that was hot. That was a real hot gangster walk joint too. And Paul and them sampled that, but they cleared it with me and you know, they gave me a gold album, you know what I'm saying? Hello?
I'd like to see Paul and Pat do something. You know what I mean? I think that here they are. Now all this time has gone past. Why not do something?
Huh?
You know.
You said what now? I'm sorry.
I said, all this time has passed. It would be dope to see Pat and Paul do something together finally. You know, because I think a lot of people,
fans of him,
would
be nice.
You know, I think it would be.
But you know, Paul and them on a different level now, man. They're in a different tax bracket. You know, when you got a little money, it's a lot of little egos come into play, man. Hold up for a second. Hold up for one second, okay? Hold up for one second.
Yeah, man, this is a great show, Exit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of history.
Man, it is history, but like I was sitting there saying, and we was texting, man, that type of thing happened all the time down south. You can actually build a person up, and as soon as they get to a position, it's to get where they at. So, brother, I feel where you're coming from, because like I say, I know it's worldwide, but especially down south, it's serious. It's serious down here. That hate, that crap in the barrel theory, man, you can push that brother up out that hole, but he is not going to reach back and help you out. You can best believe that.
Yeah, I don't know why there is that mentality. You back with us, Reg?
Yeah, I'm back, man. I was just hearing my man say that it is, man. It's messed up. I don't care what you done. 8-Ball them got the Hall of Fame, man, whatever they got in Memphis. That little
what's going on?
These cats can't honor nobody. They didn't say thanks to me, nobody, man. Pretty much like they didn't created their own selves, man. You know what I mean? And they do one like that. Lonesome, you helping somebody and putting them in, working with them, they happy as hell with shit. You let them get the taking off, man. It's a whole other person, man.
And that's
you know,
tough.
And that's the difference, though, because, see, Paul and them, they millionaires, to tell you the truth. Paul and them niggas show the show, man. They ain't got no millions like that. They probably could if they kept it 100 with everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? It's real talk, man. Because a lot of cats don't be keeping it 100, man, in the business, man. You know, they just do shit, man. Don't think about it. And you can't shit on everybody, man. Really, you can't.
No, not in trying to
get
it. You
got
to
be right, man. Then you got to brace your humble beginnings, man. You got to be humble with this shit. That's the only way you get your real blessing, man. If it was cool to be famous and broke, you know what I mean? That's what you want to be, and a lot of them like that. You got a lot of them cats. Money just ain't where it's supposed to be. But they put themselves in that predicament, you know?
One of the guys from Memphis that I always liked, I actually wrote with him at Murder Dog, was Al Capone. You know, I've known him for many years. You know what I'm saying? Real good dude. He put out his earliest stuff, you know what I'm saying, back then. What was he like back then? How did you meet Al Capone?
Well, I met Al Capone through this psycho, Tyrone Bell. They had a group called Men Out of Al and he brought Al Capone over to the studio, man. And I was working with him in there, you know, on different stuff. And actually, we was about to do some stuff with Joy Boy with him, but that didn't fall through right, you know. But Al, man, he's a genius, man. One of the baddest in the business. You know, and one thing about that cat, he keep it real. So, you know, he gonna tell the truth, man. He ain't gonna bite his tongue. He's a good dude, man. You know, very talented,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
very
Al.
Talented,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Al is. You know what I like seeing? I like seeing him get his props, like at Grizzlies games or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see him get his props, because I know he's one of them guys that put in a lot of work over the years too that deserves it.
Well, been in this thing
but it
a
should
long
be on a much
time,
bigger
man.
Level. Same with Pat, you know what I'm saying? Them guys, they definitely get their props. But this is all, for those of you listening, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about stuff, this is pre 3-6 Mafia days, this is, you know what I'm saying, this is before Crunk and all that stuff, this is the beginning of an era in Memphis. How does it make you feel, Reg, to know that, you know what I'm saying, you're part of this history that spawned in the around the globe?
Hey, man, I just feel blessed, you know, to be able to, you know, to facilitate and work with a lot of them cats to keep their dreams alive. You know, I feel blessed, man. And to be still working and doing different things, you know, kind of semi-retired, but, you know, still working, keeping my hands in different things in the business. But feel blessed, man, you know, and it's a blessing to see a lot
too,
of them,
right?
You know, having careers and doing things today, you know, that's a blessing watching that, you know.
Oh.
To see them, because they all them like little brothers to me. Even with balling them, man, I got love for balling them. It's not no hate. It's just kind of messed up how things are, you know, for you to actually try to dust something under the rug, man. It ain't like that. It should never be like that. You know what I mean? The cats was up here in Atlanta at my house 3 years ago. Shit. But, you know,
who was
I mean,
up there
I guess
your
they
house?
Got their reasons. Huh?
You said who was at your
now?
House in Atlanta?
Eight ball about
your house
a couple of years ago. Yeah, man, evening, barbecuing and all that type of shit, you know, and you still would think they would try to acknowledge some or keep the, you know, I guess they just, that's just in their heart, you know what I mean?
Oh.
I'm sure
you guys could accomplish something. I'm sure you guys could accomplish a lot if you guys would actually get together. Is there any chance of you, Ball and MJG, getting together?
Nah, because I don't know, man, because I had some stuff like I said, they shot a movie up here where they shot the trailer or whatever they was doing, some of their movie, and they used some guy in there posed to play me. And
they didn't even invite me
to the set or nothing, man. And then they talking about people around the set say he nailed it. How can you nail me and I'm right here when I can actually come to the set and give them some pointers or whatever. I was with them, helping them out and giving them, you know, trying to let them, you know, use the music or whatever they wanted to use, man. But shit, they started doing all that other stuff, man, not acknowledging and acting funny. Like, I'm like, the hell with that shit, man.
So it sounds like you're getting the Jerry Heller treatment, because when Jerry, before Straight Outta Compton came out, we had Jerry on the show, and I asked him, man, how are they going to portray you? Are you worried how they're going to portray you in the film? And he says, well, I'm going to be sitting in the front row with my lawyer when it comes out. You know, are you kind of got that same thing going? Like, if the film comes out,
well, I feel
out,
like this here, man. They need to not even
portray you in a negative light.
Nah, I just feel like they just shouldn't use nothing with OTS, man. Don't even use me in there, period. You already act like I ain't help you do shit. Like I never OTS never existed, so they need to just keep me out there crazy. If not, yeah, I got a hell of a legal team. Shit, Paul and them can tell you that. We straightened some stuff up now, but I'm just saying, just leave me out there crazy. Shit, you don't want to give us no acknowledgement, no way. Just leave us out. Shit, they got an album called Classic Pimpin', but they ain't got none of their classics on there. Even Devin Steele was saying that. They want to forget, though. How can you forget your records, man? Who does that?
Well,
you know?
I got a caller here from France. You know what I'm saying? The homie Cindy.
Yeah.
He calls in and he likes to ask about particular songs and stuff. This guy's a encyclopedia of hip-hop. I'm going to bring him on right now before we go to our next break real quick. Tin, you there, brother?
Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir, Scott. Hi, Reginald. Yeah, Sinister.
Hey, man.
The place.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I talk about the days of when Al Capone had his group Men of the Hour. In fact, at this time, a lot of Memphis rappers have different names, like D.O.F. or Elbow M.J.G., like Second Level of T.L.R.
Yeah, that was Dead on Arrival. That was their first name.
Yeah.
Because when they came to OCS, it was Primrose. His name was Primrose. Smith.
Yeah.
Marlon J. Goodwin.
Second Level became the gangster band New Legion of Doom and a lot of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, Legion of Doom.
And in fact, you would the producer Psycho of a Man of the Hour for produce some of OTS groups, right?
Psycho?
At that time.
Yeah. You remember
can you tell us about Psycho? Yeah,
Psycho. Tyrone Bell.
Yeah,
you got
yes,
two Psychos now. You got one Psycho that was with Gangsta Pat with the Legion of Doom. That's Pedro. And then you got Psycho, the producer, rapper. That's Tyrone Bell. Those people be getting them confused, you know. But the first Psycho was that's Pedro. He's with Pat. Legion of Doom rapping. He's on Pat album too. So he family too. That's OTS too. And then you had Psycho, he's the engineer, producer. He's one of the little studio dudes in there. Like, you know, could do it all, man.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, Scarface said one time Psycho was one of the first to do hardcore ever before Paul and G. He was the first to design the hardcore stuff. At time.
Yeah, he worked on Ball and G, yeah. Psycho did a lot of tracks on Ball and G, man. Yeah. He engineered a lot of their stuff, too.
You got also, what do you call, T and Zerk in anyone?
DJ Zerk, DJ Zerk. He DJ'd on Ball and stuff. He was OTS, too. He found me, too, man. See, all these guys was kids, man. Juicy J was a DJ down. I can tell you stories on every one of them. Every one of them dudes. You ask me. Even when Skinny Pimp cut his first DJ, he came to OTS. He was nervous, though. But he went in there when he wound up on that mic, man. That boy got to cutting up, man. But I can remember that.
Also, also on the OTS, we recorded Pretty Tony, Get Buck.
Pretty Tone, I just talked to him the other day. He's in L.A. Yeah, he cut that on a 4-track.
Yeah.
Him and DJ Slice. And I promise you, I didn't think it was going to do nothing. I was laughing when they was doing it, man. But I promise you, that record took off. You know, but I watched him do it right there at OTS. On a 4-track now, just a 4-track. It wasn't even on the other board, you know. And I just thought they was spirit, man. But Tone put that thing out, and that thing took off.
Yeah, you got Endo G.
So we was
kind
of the sound. We were the sound of Memphis, man. That sound, we developed that sound, though. A lot of that gangster music, we developed that.
Yeah, Endo G. 2 was a time in our chest, too.
Who?
Endo G.
Endo. Endo G came down there. You should demo, Endo. A lot of them cats was down there. A lot of them I can't even remember. Some of them I remember, they were so young, man, you know.
Yeah.
And all of them had dreams, and they was determined, man. And most of them got careers, though. That's what I love about it, though, man. Juicy was just interviewing. He was talking about OTS and stuff, how he's a DJ. He met Paul. So it was like everybody was there. It wasn't a lot of beef, though. They was, you know, really fans of each other's music, though. And I kept it like that, you know, the world was peaceful, and they all, you know, stayed out of trouble. A lot of them stayed out of trouble, and they work, Homicide. I could just go down a list of them, man. I was there. And they was young. All of them had their dreams. I mean, good. All of them was good. You know, and it was hard for me to decide which one or who I need to put out next or which one I decide. It was, you know, kind of big decision had to be made. And then you only working with so much money, you ain't like you got a hell of a budget, you know, because we hadn't got a record deal. So, you know, a lot of the money, that was just coming out of my pocket, man, you know. And you had people down here that was trying to, you know, infiltrate and talking to your artists, getting their ear. You know, there's a lot of old stuff going on like that, man, trying to badmouth you, you know.
Have you ever talked to Tony Draper since those days?
Nah, I only talked to Draper one time when I seen him at the Shark Bar when I was suing him at that time, too. He was with Too Short and Rimshot Greg. And I was with my boy Ken Hartwood. That's my boy Kenny Clyde. The dude I was with, that's the dude who played Ghost on Power. That's his brother, but that was my man. He had got killed some years ago, but that's his brother. I was with him, and that's when I ran into Draper, man. And I was just telling him that we didn't need to, you know, be dealing with these lawyers spending all this money on this lawsuit, you know. So he's gone on, and, you know, we can settle on some stuff, but, you know. He didn't really want to do it. He wanted to give me, like, $50,000. I didn't want to take that shit. Not some peanuts. But what he had got for them boys, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I put a lot of work
album,
on them.
That first, Lyrics of a Pimp, that whole project, you know, that's still under your possession then, as far as OTS Records.
You said what now?
That's yours. You put that, that's under your possession.
Hell yeah. That's what saved my ass, man. Shit, they ran off, bro. I ain't had that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have had nothing. You wouldn't have really knew I even, OTS even did anything for them. You know, they ran off. And I even offered to let them put some of that on the Classic Pimpin' or whatever if they wanted to. Just try to work with them. But dude, them just was different acting, man. I don't know why Ball and them was like that. I guess they got their reason, though. They probably mad because I got it. But I had to keep that, you know. Shit, that's business, man. Shit, we spend money on that. Getting them out there.
I bought a couple copies over the years.
They was hot, huh?
I bought a couple copies of that album over the years. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you see it out there, but we didn't have the chance to get it back when it was on tape when you first put it out back in the day because outside of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I didn't find out about that album until years later. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
because
they covered it up. When they went to Suave House, they pretty much started working on a lot of other music, you know, Coming Out Hard and some other stuff they was doing. So they really didn't speak on OTS too much. If they did, it was kind of negative, like, you know, in that way. So, you know, I don't know what all that was about, but, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's give the people, you know what I'm saying, a taste of what we're talking about. This year is, you know what I'm saying, listen to the lyrics. This came out in 1991 originally, right?
Yeah, 1991. It's the big Gangsta Walk record in Memphis. It's a joint.
Joint. Well, we'll be right back with Reg, and we're going to chop it up, you know, close out the show with him. You know what I'm saying? Those of you just tuning in now, make sure to go to UGSForLife.com about 30 minutes after the show and download this interview, man. Hell of an interview, man. Hell of it. We'll be right back.
Pimps in the place, pull the ladies through the crazy, shoot the scotch in their face. MJG, a rhyme writer with a passion for poetry. Whatever I write about, young trick I must know of this. Something got me writing for the public, I don't deny. Cause words I use is so the truth can be heard in my rhymes. I'm dropping the lyrics like a dime, so obsessed with me. With 2 cents trash, as a D.I.E. Critically, I reach for my chicken and I roll it up, smoke it up. For another as I choke it up anxiously, talking the way it is with the beauty. Fly with me and let the chicken mess up your memory. MJG, I'm doing it with the quickness and Tennessee. MLD, mound and get a dose of an enemy. ORG, ANICEG will forever be straight for me. The beat that states the pride is the MIC. 8 Ball, the fat man is here to back me up, slack me up. And once he grabs the mic, he be acting up. Wrecking while I'm taking all the suckers on my sit. Yep, you're listening to the lyrics of a pimp.
And then I'll annoy it. Hold me up and pump me, and then I'll annoy it. ecstasy. Doing it for the girlies in Tennessee. Yo, A-Bomb.
I'm the lyric dropper, the showstopper, the thunder popper. I'm kicking it with my rollie in the Gia, but in Sia. The master of ceremony, the phonies are included. The suckers better run with the hustlers intruded. Your neighbors are creepy, sick, and see A-Bomb is gone. The bug smoker, the one that's up for death of the card. No death on the tip line, my category is defined. As being a hustler and my territory just became a rhyme. From the mind of an Orange Mound veteran. Take out a sucker, then go and look at man, that go my pager. It must be your wife. That's right, I already hit it twice. See, I'm the fat master, the sucker attacker. I'm kicking it with my rollies and we might smoke a factor. See, my name is A-Ball. I walk with the lip. You listen to the lyrics of a microphone is my homeboy, the MJ to the G, you know what I'm saying? So MJ G, where's that?
The sound of a boom is hitting you hard like an avalanche. Easy to explain, I'm insane, I'm a bad man. Man raised in the mound line, clown, so don't play with me easily. I get tipped off in the D.I.E. MJ G, the young black brother who pimpin' me. Rap game, it got to make it clear that I'm having things never change. I just ain't the one to be yelling out, yelling out. That you don't want to hear about is why I try. Keeping my background alive on the radio. They put on the street imitation. When I flow, I might throw an image that's crazy. If you made me, your opinion might fade me. And you didn't, so I would assume that you keep them deep. All to yourself, where your thoughts, how the fuck with you. Listen to the bass, kick the snap, hit a flash with a blast to forever last. My rhymes, they move fast. It's cool. Who just stole an old lady's pocketbook? Just when you hear my hard rhyme, pass me a book. My top. Let me get high as a raindrop. When I start kicking chicken, tell me why I gotta stop. I ain't so witness my Memphis pimp follow me. Don't like chicken when I smoke it, don't follow me. Hard black brother with a curl and a real lip. Your witness is the lyrics of a pep.
Shit right there, man. Let's bring back on Reg. I got my brother Exit Only. I know, man, that right there, that'll never get old, man. Never get old. Timeless classic.
Man, that's some real classic in there. That's some real shit, man. For real. That's why I ain't know why Ball and them don't try to honor even, you know, brace with they beginnings. They humble beginnings, man. But, you know, it is what it is, though, you know.
Some
things you can't even question.
Huh? Do you still have copies of that tape?
I don't know, man. I might have one in storage somewhere. I don't even know. But I have the masters, though. I might have original copy somewhere around here. I'm not sure. You know, I just look at it and just collect the checks here and there when they come in, you know. Anything that's pertaining to that music, you know, because they sampled that music a lot. You know, like Meek Mill's got it, Paul and them put it in their songs, 2-3 of their songs, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, those was the records, man. It's the records that got Paul and them started, you know. And Draper put his work in. They did some good work at Swab House. I like a lot of Paul and them stuff. I like their music, man.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it ain't no hate or nothing, man. I ain't got nothing but love for them boys. I wish the best for them. I just said, just keep it real, man. You know, you can't erase the past, man. You know, even how you go to Wikipedia, you can Google them. You don't even see OTS records nowhere, man. You see Bad Boy and Suave House. That's the fuck part about it, though, you know, for real.
Yeah, Bad Boy don't know.
But it is what it is, though.
Memphis music, you know what I mean?
Now I'm just telling you what they got on their Wikipedia, yeah. Man. They literally just erased my company completely, man. That's why I say that old DVD to put OTS in the movie don't even have me in there at all, man. Because as far as I am, I'm like, you know, don't even exist. You know,
that's
the way I feel with them, though. You know what I'm saying, brother? For real. The only thing good about it, though, a lot of them cats we talk about, like Al Capone and Psycho and Blast, all these cats was there. They was there, you know. They was all together rapping, doing shows. We used to do Studio G, and they used to have all of them to open up for the Ghetto Boys, all that, man. Put a lot of legwork in. And you don't get no type of acknowledgement or no thank you, not nothing, man. You know what I mean? And my pops died telling me, man, don't even worry about them jokers, man. He said, you'll make it one day. I know how they did. They did you like they did, you know. Hold on. One second. Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
Brother Red, how you doing?
Yeah.
Brother Reginald, you doing
good,
all right
man.
This evening?
How's it going? Yeah.
All right, this is Exit Only, up out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
I'm recording artists up this way. And I know you
okay.
Pretty familiar with Jackson, Mississippi.
David's down there. Y'all got some groups down there, Jackson.
And that's what
Jackson.
I really wanted to, address that without mentioning no names. But I really know your pain and what you're going through. When he actually took off, he actually forgot about everybody, like nobody didn't play a part in him getting to where he's at. So I know what that feeling's like, but we can't let that consume us. We got to push on past it.
No, it's good. I'm good. I mean,
I'm good,
at the end of the day, man. I get a check,
yeah,
bro. I just talking about it. I ain't hurt like that.
I know it.
But,
trust
you know,
me, I know
it's just that I'm saying.
That. But you can't erase history.
You know,
that's what I want to say. It ain't nothing that they can do to erase history. Because as
people
they
can't.
Conversation,
I swear he was talking to her. They mentioned listening to the lyrics. But, you know, I'm just saying, just keep it real, man. You know, don't do no movie
that.
Talking about you doing a biopic, but you got to add something to it to make it look good and all that, man. Just do that shit real and tell it. Because the real story is OTS, how y'all got started down there, how we was doing stuff. How Pat taught y'all how to program, how I put them together, how I put them on that pimp shit. Because I was flamboyant anyway, dressing, money, everything. You know, and still.
A lot of people don't
know. I'm just
understand.
Saying, but that's how all that shit was
understand.
Formulated, man, for real.
But a lot of people don't
them
understand how to talk, brother,
that.
Man. That's literally what the South do. I said, a lot of people don't understand how the South is. That crab in the barrel theory, man. You can help them out, and they will try to forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
they
ain't like Cali or New York. And one thing about it, if them cats got beef with each other, they going to mention their old heads. I don't care if they like them or not.
Oh, guaranteed.
If somebody gave me an opportunity, whatever I'm going through or die with, I'm still going to mention that person and give them their props. Because if it weren't for that person, I probably wouldn't even be where I'm at today. Shit. So you got
to
pay homage, man. If you don't, you're going to hunt yourself, man. It's going to smack you in the face every time.
But it can't run from
you know?
Because Gangsta Walk is part of Memphis history, and that is the original soundtrack that you created to the Gangsta Walk. So
yeah.
they can't run from history, bro. They can't. I don't care what they
got a lot of joints. Pimps in the House, Pimping My Own Run, all that. Dude them did a classic Pimping album, didn't put none of OTS. They ain't acknowledge nothing, man. You know?
Wow. It's
and I
sad,
thought we was
kind
of over that because, like I said, we hooked up a few years ago through a mutual friend of ours. And we hang out, and they used to come to the house and kick it, talk, and all that shit, man. They just started changing. But a lot of cats don't keep it real, man, for real.
Well,
and that's why you find them being on certain pinnacles. You might, like I said, going back to it, juicing them, pawing them, they millionaires. Well, no, they thousand. They still trying to get it on, man. But you got to keep it real, though. And you'll get your real blessings. That's all I'm saying, man.
and that's 100%.
You got to really acknowledge, you know, your humble beginnings. You know what I mean?
I was talking about that earlier, man.
You can't grow.
God ain't going to bless you like that, bro. You'll be famous and broke.
Yeah,
for real.
I was thinking, I said the same thing earlier, man, because, you know, during my time in this career, I met a lot of wonderful people, but I also met a lot of assholes that, you know what I'm saying, only called me when the album was coming out, or only called me when they needed this or that, or reviewing the Murder Dog. Or, but then now, all these years later, after I'm one of the guys that actually helped them get to where they are, they don't even acknowledge Murder Dog or me or any of that shit. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Murder Dog been with the Underground for years.
Yeah, I would never forget. I never forget anybody that helped me, like Black Dog, for example.
And
he's a publisher of Murder Dog. Me and him, we butted heads on more than one occasion, but that dude put me on. I can never forget that guy. Never.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's
and y'all covered a lot of stuff in the South, man. You know, but that's just how people are, man. Sometimes people just have that in their spirit, man. They ain't, don't be right, man,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And
but
they get dealt with in their own
it,
way, just like my man say. You can't erase no history,
grow.
Man, at all.
But they never
that's
grow. That's the wall Banner done ran into. That's the wall they done ran into. You cannot move forward in the future unless you acknowledge your past. You cannot grow.
Thank you.
And that's the problem that they have, and they're not going to grow. I hate to say it, but it's true. They'll forever be a famous name with everybody else getting paid off of them for the simple fact they can't acknowledge what
there
really happened to make them what they are.
Yeah.
So, bro, that's why
and
I say,
they
man,
know what
we
ask everybody, talking about, hey, man, how you feel like when you made it? He said, when I was in the building with Puffy with the roof back. Man, Puff didn't even put y'all on the tour, bro.
And Puffy
didn't even acknowledge them fires that I ain't trying to talk. Pete had it cool. He just, bro, he all right with me, man.
Yeah, but Puffy
I'm
don't know
saying,
how to market
though,
Southern.
He ain't even
he
put
don't
him
know
on
how to
the
Southern
bad boy, too. So how you going to acknowledge? I'm just saying, man. It is what it is.
He's not going
to
see it.
I'm glad I was able to give him an opportunity to, you know, to have a place to record and, you know, to further their career. I'm glad I was able to facilitate that. And I ain't, like I said, I ain't hurt or sore about it. I'm just talking on it because it is what it is. And at the end of the day, I still get a check off that shit.
Good ones.
Indeed.
That's
well,
the real winning part about it, regardless of what they say. That's probably why they're hot.
I'm glad we had you on the show to be able to tell the history of OTS and your history. Also, I want to talk about, though, before we get out of here, Reg, I want to make sure to give you the platform. What are you working on anything? Because I know you got records and films.
Yeah,
you
I'm working
films?
On a book, man. And then I'm working on the script for through a movie, OTS movie, man.
Oh, shit.
Shoot it about them, all them boys at their humble beginning, from everybody that was involved. Paul, Juicy, the Ball, Alka, for your name. It's just like a real story. Because at one point of time, all these cats was around each other. People don't know that. The real pioneers. They know, though. You know, they know. DJ Zerk, Squeaky, all these cats, you know?
Yeah, Zerk and Squeaky, those are some other guys that...
all of them, man. They was there.
Talented.
Squeaky was there. Zerk, Blast Cap. Man,
Domsky,
Cody,
man.
Shit, Tila. You know, and that's how Draper got his stuff. See, when Baldwin went there, they started hooking up Draper a lot of stuff out of Memphis, man. Draper was in Texas, man. He came to Memphis with this other cat called Tim Woods. And that's how he got to my studio, and that's how he got up on the Baldwin, man. Gave him some money, and they just ran, man. They said, hell with OTS. And then started talking about records and all. Not to go back there, but that's how that thing took off from there, you know, with Swag House. They got T-Mix, you know, he out of Memphis. Tila, you know. And you got, man, I worked with Gangsta Black up in Atlanta, man, when I came up here. I worked with a lot of people in Atlanta, too, man. I had studio up here. I had left Memphis a little bit after that happened and set up a studio up here, man. I had Larry Blackman, Whitney Houston, Sherelle, Cameo, what's your boy, George Clinton, man. I mean, a bunch of people, man, I work with up here. nothing but love, man. I still work with people, you know. Got a lot of love up here in Hay, man.
Well, I tell you what, Rez, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show. And anytime you get ready to drop a project or if you just want to come on and just chop it up with us again, man, we'd love to have you on again in the future, man. Real talk.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure, man. I'm glad y'all reached out to me, man, you know, so we can talk about that, you know. There's just some things you have to talk about, you know, so people can have a better understanding. Because I know it's a lot of cats been in my position. Huh?
Everybody's story has to be heard. You know? Everybody's story has to be
heard. Oh, yeah. Sooner or later. It's always two sides, man. Like, yeah, some cats that might lay on the cat house, eat at his house, do this and that, and then blow up and literally just shit on that other cat like he had did anything for him. You got people like that. It's just in their spirit, man, you know. And that's not the way to be, man, because you ain't going to really get blessed like you really wanted to be blessed, you know. You'll be all right. Famous and broke, but, you know, it is what it is.
Now, you can't forget those who helped put you in a position to where you can make some money and put food on the table. That's what I always say, man. If you're able to do that for other people, you know what I'm saying, I'd take my hat off to you. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, man, they're on that selfish, gimme shit. They don't care about putting food on nobody's table.
Look, man, a lot of these cats act like they invented their own self. Like nobody never did anything for them. That's the bad part about it, you know? At least one thing with Pat. You know, Pat, he might go on a little rant, but Pat, he going to speak the truth, though, you know, to a certain point. He going to mention it, all who helped him or whatever they did, you know. And he keep it real to a certain point.
Yeah, Pat's a good dude, man. Pat, we love having him on
Pat
the show.
Pat was before I ended them boys, man. End them. I don't care what nobody say. Hands down. They couldn't touch him. Pat was the man. Had fans. Plenty of them. You know. And he ain't through. That boy, he be back. He ain't through, man. I just got a feeling. And you never know, we all might team back up and do something. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. We
That's
all
what
still
I was just
working.
Gonna ask. I was just going to, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, what if some fucking freak thing happened where everything aligned right, everybody came back together, would you be down to do like an OTS compilation with Al, with Pat, with Zerk?
Man, I would love to do that shit with Paul, Juicy, everybody. I would love that shit. Al, Skinny, everybody, man. I would love to do that, you know. But I think we're gonna do, like I said, that's just wishful thinking, you know. You just never know, man, you know. But I doubt if anybody even get involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta push for it, man, because we see, unfortunately, time and time again, we keep seeing so many people, you know, die, like Fresh Kid Ice, rest in peace, Lord Infamous. That's why I was so happy for
Lord and Cooster.
He wanted three
chicks to
reunite.
Lord's a good dude, man. I love the Lord and Cooster, man. They're some good little brothers, man. Watch them grow, too. You know, like I said, I was about to sign Lord and Paul, man. That's why they really formed 3-6. It was just him and Paul rapping, and Paul and Juicy linked up from OTS. Juicy was DJing there. You know, but, you know, Paul and them kept it real with me, man. We did movies and, you know, we had little issues on those certain things. But other than that, they really, you know, kept some things. We did a lot of shit together, man, music-wise, when they got to taking off and doing other things, you know.
Yeah.
So you never know, man. I would love for that to happen, though, but I don't know, you know. Memphis funny, though, man. People real funny shit, you know.
I'd like to see that happen, you know what I'm saying? But I also want to see another Ghetto Boys record, and I don't know if that's ever going to happen either. You know what I'm saying? So,
that'd be
nice,
too.
Wishful thinking, like you said, man. Oh, yeah, man. It's been too long since Ghetto Boys.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, Big Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike's been on the show plenty of times. He's a wonderful dude.
That's what Big Mike, man. Big Mike still be throwing down, man.
Something serious,
I met
man.
Mike
that,
when he was down in Atlanta.
That album's 25 years old this year. I can't believe that shit. That album's a quarter of a century old.
Ghetto Boys Legends, man. I had 8 Ball and them to open up for them, you know, when they Ball and them was just coming out. And they came to the city. They just did that Mind Playing Tricks on me, and that was a pretty hot record. And we was at Studio G.
With Gangster Pat and Willie D and the Ghetto Boys and Scarface and everything.
Yeah.
Were you in any of those pictures too? Or was that, because I saw other people in those pictures too. I didn't know if any of them were you or not.
No, I don't know. Some of them I took and some of them I did. I kind of pretty much stayed behind the scene on a lot of stuff, man. I'm not trying to get in every picture. You know, a few here and there. Wolsey was just getting pictures of them, you know, as they was developing, you know, as artists. Just to keep it, you know, stuff that I could have memory, you know, like stuff to show when they was kids and young, you know. Trying to make it, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man.
Most definitely.
It's definitely some good history, though, man, for real, man. It took me back with a lot of stuff, you know. Occasionally,
well,
I like to talk about it, though.
I should appreciate it, man, and thanks for doing this on such short notice as well. You know,
cool,
real honor, man.
No problem,
man.
I appreciate you reaching out, man. Like I'm trying to, you know, talk down anybody, but I'm just talking real facts, the truth.
Man. Oh, man, you should hear the archive.
It is what it is.
There's 600 shows, and probably 300 of them got somebody talking something about somebody, so you're good, man. It's all good. It's a huge honor, man. I appreciate you, Reg.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate y'all, man, for having me on the show, you know.
Hell yeah. Anytime,
and,
you're welcome.
Definitely,
man.
Keep you guys up on everything that we're doing, too, man. You know, if you want to get me on Facebook, you can get Reggie Boylan, and you can hit me on the IG, too, man, OTS Records, you know. And I'll be posting a lot of different things that I'm doing, too, you know.
Keep us posted, you know what I'm saying, and we'd definitely like to have you on again in the future.
For sure, man. No problem, man. Thank y'all, too, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's Reginald Boylan, OTS Records and Films. Make sure you support him. Hell of a show. I'm honored he came by, spit some history, some Memphis history. Let's go out of here with Al Capone, Lyrical Drive-By. This is the 1992 version. Thank you, Sin, for snagging that for me. Thank you, Exit Only. Appreciate you as always. And Mac J, I know he's at the gig right now, man. We'll catch up with him soon. Everybody that tuned in, thank you. Keep supporting the show, UGSforLife.com. And if you want to really support, there's a little tab up there that says donate. Don't be shy. Click on that motherfucker, and you know, we'll be all good. We'll see you guys this Tuesday with Mr. G out of Sacramento. Peace.
Man, what you gonna do now?
Man, I load the nine. Yo, it's time to put some suckers in line. Warn the witnesses, cause I gotta deliver a crime. Drive up, see the suckers and start gunning. Innocent bystander, you better start running. Cause I'ma hit you, if it hits you, you're a lucky man. I'm shooting rounds from the mine with the man in hand. My name is Puffy Dow, straight from the underworld. A black blood with gold teeth and a nouveau curl. A menace and a threat to the rap industry. Ain't too many rappers out now who can get with me. I'm stepping with my weapon on my person. Fools get hurt when buckshot pop from the magazine. So I get with my roadies and a freak wood. Nine times out of ten we're up to no good. You ask the question why? Cause this is do or die. Sit back, relax, cause we're going on a lyrical drive.
ya. Listen to the sound, go rada data data, but in with a boom. Look, I'm dropping bombs too. You think I was a crazy young brother from Beirut? When I drop a rhyme, I serve a death penalty. And like my roadie homicide, I'm messed up mentally. But I keep serving these heavy cosmetic deep turn the life down. While I load the automatic, be on guard when I cruise down the street, cuz I can't get stupid unless I get a buzz from the gun. How can I stop this madness? This is sickness. This is chicken. It's got me fucking, making me feel this wickedness. I gotta stay strong if I'm gonna last, and I better wake up before I be another dead black brother full of bullets. You need to play a better role or be the star attraction at another funeral. Living a life of death, and you're sure to die if you're caught in the middle.